Thursday, November 18th. We had another round on the AFL question this morning, since Schultz was due to call Meany, and I wanted to check with the president first to be sure he was still on track regarding making the trip. He was a little annoyed because he felt that we ought to get a commitment out of Meany that they wouldn't walk out on the pay board before we agreed for the president to go, which of course we can't do. He ended up agreeing to go, however, and Schultz called Meany this morning and confirmed 10:30 tomorrow, and we went ahead and announced it. Schultz and Coulson and I had some discussion about what we'd do if Meany and the union did walk out of the pay board, but that will, we decided we'd have to face this afternoon if it came up. As it turned out, it didn't, so there was no problem there. Today was a day of big congressional problems, as the Butts confirmation is struggling along, and we anticipate some troubles on that, probably a filibuster on the Senate floor by the Democratic presidential candidates. We also have another batch of anti-war amendments in both the House and Senate, and the campaign spending thing has become a serious problem since the Democrats have put in a $1 checkoff on tax allocation, which would be the worst possible thing that could happen to us, because it would automatically raise $20 million for each party, which we don't need, but the Democrats would be saved by it. Later in the day, we had some long discussions, since the president had the whole day blocked for speech preparation and didn't really need it, apparently, so he had various of us in during the day to chat about things. We got into quite a discussion about the planned press conference next week, and he decided to cancel it and have Conley do one on Monday, and then he'll do a televised press conference out of California a week from Tuesday night, which is probably a good idea anyway. We pretty much settled on the December trip plans, since we now have a confirmation from Heath. The Chinese have shifted the announcement from the 23rd to the 29th, so that now is pretty well locked up all the way around on timing, etc. We flew down to Key Biscayne this evening. The president worked in his cabin all the way down and didn't have me up at all, which sets a new record. End of November 18th.